All right, good to have you back here. Rock the Vote. It's been around for, you know, a while. Rock the Vote has been around for a while. Seems to me it goes back to MTV or something silly like that. But anyhow, Rock the Vote was a musician-driven thing. But my next guest has a lot of questions about Rock the Vote and whether or not it had access to the qualified voter file. Kathleen Posmus is a clerk for Plainfield Township, and she's joining me here. She's also running for Secretary of State of Michigan. Kathleen, good to have you here.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
So tell me, you are the clerk for Plainfield Township. Tell folks where that is.
Plainfield Township is just north of Grand Rapids, Rockford area on the west side of the state.
Big township.
Yes, big township.
All right, so you said that at some point before the election, some questions in August came up about Rock the Vote because you had people contacting you and you went to look at the qualified voter file, which is an electronic file that's supposed to be secure. And what did you find?
Well, found out that in our inbox, it would indicate who registered someone to vote, and Rock the Vote was clearly in there. So that threw up some red flags for me as far as security. How could a third-party agency start registering people directly into our qualified voter file?
And what was the answer?
Well, I contacted Rock the Vote. Actually, I began to register, and I got a note back, hey, you didn't finish. So I asked them. I have some questions. You know, how do I know who you are and how you're going to use my information? And how did you gain access to Michigan's qualified voter file? Rock the Vote assured me that the Michigan Secretary of State approved their tool and that they were authorized to register people through Rock the Vote. They even gave me the link of an article that was on the Secretary of State's page. A new tool allows civic groups to conduct voter registration drives digitally. I found that disturbing, wouldn't you?
I would find that very disturbing. So you're telling me if somebody went to rockthevote.com and registered to vote, their name, their information would be directly inserted into the qualified voter file. That's what happened?
That's correct. Yes,
is that legal?
Is
it legal?
I don't believe it's legal. It's got to be illegal. How can a third party have access to our qualified voter file that is supposed to be secure, and it only is supposed to have access to clerks and their staff, their vetted staff, and Secretary of State. So why are we allowing a third-party, far-left organization like Rock the Vote access to our qualified voter file? I think that makes us ripe for fraud.
And you believe that that happened from June of 2020 through Election Day. All right, so you asked about this. Did you get a response from anybody? What about Jocelyn Benson? What is her office? What does the Secretary of State have to say about this?
Well, I did email because I was trying to get access for our part-time vetted staff to register people. And I just said in my email, I understand Rock the Vote has had access to our qualified voter file since June. She sent me back a very curt, thanks, no, Rock the Vote does not have access to QVF. So she denied it.
Can you verify that you saw people that were in the QVF that would have no way to get there except through Rock the Vote? Is it a provable issue?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Our inbox shows Rock the Vote, along with Michigan Voter Information Center, Secretary of State, myself personally, other clerks registering people to vote. It tells you in there who registered them to vote.
You still have those records then?
Yes, we have access to those records. Absolutely.
Then what do you intend to do about it? If Rock the Vote, a third party, was actually putting, and how many people in your township do you know of that Rock the Vote registered directly in your township?
There were several. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but it did happen in other jurisdictions. I spoke to other clerks who also checked their inbox and looked at it and found Rock the Vote also. Right now, I believe we need to confront this issue. I think it's something we need to get some answers to. As a retired detective, I'm all about the facts. In order to prove a case, you need facts. Right now, I have facts. I found Rock the Boat registering people into our qualified voter file. Rock the Boat confirmed it, and Jocelyn Benson denied it, and I have the proof.
Are you also concerned about these electronic voting systems that have gotten so much attention?
As far as the software, the Dominion ones,
yes.
That what you're referring to?
Sure. Those are any other ones, for that matter. Are you concerned about the vulnerabilities of electronic voting systems?
Well, I'll tell you, in Kent County, we have all of our databases programmed by the elections administrator. We don't use an outside party like Smartmatic to program our tabulators or any of our software. So in Plainfield Township, I'm absolutely confident that we are secure. Jared Uzarski, the elections director, does an amazing job. He takes all care of all of Kent County. I believe that things like Rock the Vote, I think, open us up for that. Because, Steve, if I pull up your name in the qualified voter file, I can go back to the day you registered and see what elections you voted in. Maybe you never voted. If Rock the Vote has access to that information, what precludes them from filling out a ballot in your name and duplicating your signature that's on file? I think that's a huge concern.
I think it's a huge concern, whether it's Rock the Vote or anybody else. Kathleen, greatly appreciate you being here. You're running for Secretary of State. I know that. And I wish you the very best. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this, shall we?
Absolutely. I intend to. Thank you so much, Steve.
There you have it. Kathleen Pospas, clerk for Plainfield Township, raising questions, important questions, here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.